the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
In February of 2016, the U.S. struck a deal with the Cuban government to resume scheduled flights between the two countries. Now, for the first time in Missouri State University's history, a group of students took a winter intercession course in the Long Band Island. I'm Nikki Donaldson, and today my guests are Dr. Alexander Waite, professor of biology at Missouri State, and Erica Fettner, microbiology student. They are here to share about the experience of visiting Cuba in the course The History, Culture, and Ecology of Cuba, Past, Present, and Future.
There's 12 different types of visas that they offer. And this was a people-to-people visa, which meant that we were with a Cuban tour director who's trained by and works for the Cuban government. And then we were with a EF Tours director. You know, we sampled a lot of food. Food is just amazing. We saw a lot of art. Art is a really big part of their culture. We saw a lot of the history, everything from the Russian embassy, the U.S. embassy, to churches that date back to the 1400s. They've really well preserved their history, and they embrace their history. Our view of Cuba is from what we read, because we haven't been able to experience it as U.S. citizens. And we also wanted to go for the biology, since I'm a biology professor.
Waite explains what he hoped his students would gather from this trip.
So I had my students look at what's called the IUCN Red List for species that designates those species from being not endangered to different levels of endangerment to species that are extinct. So the scientific community hasn't had a lot of opportunities to explore Cuba, but Cuba has a very diverse group of animals and plants, not really a high amount of diversity, but a lot of unique diversity. So, for example, there's one endemic cycad that's the only member of the species in the entire family. And we did get to see that. We didn't get to explore, since we were on a people-to-people visa, we didn't get as much sort of free time in the mountains or in the rainforests or the coast. But we did get to the coast, and the reefs are very well preserved. Sort of an interesting anecdotal story. Fidel Castro, they show pictures of him snorkeling, and he was very fond of snorkeling. And so there's sort of two reasons why the reefs are so well preserved. One is because there's not the development of like a Miami or a Cancun. And the other is that Fidel Castro really prized those reefs and protected them.
Though Fettner is a biology student, she points out that her personal goals were different. She was most interested in learning more about the medical field in Cuba. And the experience certainly opened her eyes to her own misconceptions.
There were students who were just going to learn more about speaking Spanish, and students who were going more just to learn about the culture. All of us were so interested in Cuba for all these different reasons, because Cuba is relatively untouched for so many years. And so it's a really good place to almost go back in time and compare how something in that sphere has worked. Whenever I first planned out my curriculum, I just assumed that Cuba would have a poor healthcare system and poor, just because of biases, you don't really talk about Cuba except in negative ways. And I was really surprised to learn that they are excelling in medicine. They're doing extremely well.
Due to visa restrictions during the 9-day trip, Fettner says she had to adjust her goals.
My agenda was to try and get into a couple of hospitals there and talk to some medical health professionals. And because we were on a people-to-people visa, we were very regimented, so I didn't really get a chance to do that. But I talked to a lot of the locals, and so it kind of shifted from less their medical practice, more their healthcare system, and, you know, how the locals felt about their healthcare system and how it had changed since Fidel Castro had taken power. And
traveling to Cuba for this trip, they reflected upon many of the unique aspects of the culture, including the cars and architecture.
For a car aficionado, it is an amazing place. They have American cars that are very well preserved. They also have Russian cars. All of their buses are Chinese because they're markets for that. They don't have the U.S. market.
They had this 200-year-old governmental building, and they were building a modern glass and like shiny black extension on the top, renovating it as a hotel. And you could see little renovations like that all over the place, where they were taking these things that were hundreds and hundreds of years old and kind of cannibalizing them to modernize them.
That was Dr. Alexander Waite, professor of biology at Missouri State, and Erica Fettner, microbiology student. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.